I'm Abby Schreiber. I'm a senior art history major at Oberlin. I'll be talking about Ernst Ludwig Kirchner's Self-Portrait as Soldier, 1915. It's an oil on canvas, and it's 27 and 1/4 by 24 inches. Kirchner's renowned 1915 painting is one of his most immediately powerful, and its concurrent fear and anticipation of physical and mental breakdown as a result of the war. It is also one of the most important and critically acclaimed works in the Allens collection and was one of the most controversial of Kirchner's works. It was actually the first of Kirchner's paintings to enter the collection of a major German art museum and was subsequently shown by the Nazis in the infamous Degenerate Art Exhibition. Kirchner was part of the German expressionist group Die Brücke, which means bridge, which consisted of Kirchner, Carl Schmidt Rottluff, Erich Heckel, and for a time Emil Nolde, all of whom were also represented in the World War I exhibition. Expressionism embodied a kind of liberation of emotion and the translation of this into form. These artists explored raw psychological themes of anxiety, fear, disillusionment, and general existential crisis because these were a major part of their disenchantment with modernity and industrialization. So as a result of this, they found inspiration in primitive art, which seemed pure and untouched by corruption or industrialization. So art of Africa, the South Seas, and other kind of tribal art. Perhaps more so than any other work in Kirchner's oeuvre, Self-Portrait as Soldier expresses how radically the war altered his artistic practice, provoking substance abuse, psychological trauma, and an unshakable insecurity for the remainder of his life. It's an imagined scene, yet both grounded in reality and divorced from it. In the scene, Kirchner is dressed in a military uniform with a cigarette dangling out of his mouth, both directly alluding to his identity as a German soldier. The details of his jacket point out that this is the uniform of the Field Artillery Regiment No. 75, his own regiment, and it is depicted with historical accuracy. Kirchner's right hand is missing. It's nothing but a bloody stump. This would have been Kirchner's painting hand, and thus it's implied that the war itself has literally robbed the artist of his artistic vision and physical ability to paint. Also, the sight of a mutilated, disfigured, or amputated hand would not have been uncommon to the wartime public. Images like this seem to be representative of a war that was bloodier and more brutal than ever before, with more casualties, due to the new technologies of the age. Kirchner's body is distorted, and it's disturbing. His eyes are blank and unseeing. His left hand is curled uselessly like a claw. The distorted canvas and the nude model in the background convey not a picture of liberated sexuality and fruition, which you normally find in German expressionist paintings, perhaps, but a fundamental loss of confidence in self and masculinity. So again, this is a significant difference from typical German expressionist works of Kirchner's in particular, which kind of embody bohemian ideals and usually include female nudes as highly glorified and sexualized and a liberated component. So here, the loss of creative powers, again, is associated with a loss of virility and, to some degree, masculine identity. It's generally assumed that the nude is a woman, but the representation of the body makes it rather vague. It has been surmised that the nude is, in fact, a male-bodied person, which could potentially bring a new aspect of masculine sexuality into the picture. The work has also been interpreted as a kind of parallel to martyrdom on Kirchner's part, evoking the brutal sacrifices made by martyrs throughout religious history and Christianity, and there are representations of them in art history. So essentially, this interpretation of Kirchner as being a martyr or seeing himself as a kind of martyr for Germany. Kirchner actually volunteered to be a driver in the artillery in order to avoid being drafted for other duties. Shortly thereafter, he was declared unfit for service and discharged and sent to recuperate. So he never actually saw active duty as a soldier, and he never saw the front lines, unlike artists like Otto Dix or Max Beckmann, who definitely saw the front lines. But due to depression and physical weakness and lung problems, Kirchner was sent to a sanatorium in 1916 and then to Switzerland for even further treatment a year later after extended alcoholism and drug abuse. In 1938, Kirchner committed suicide, an event which was probably very much affected by his war experiences and the disillusionment he felt during this time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was produced by the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College. Be sure to check back for more editions to this series at our website.